إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, this is going to be another session from the teachings of the explanation of the book Manhaj al-Salikin, written by Sheikh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. Still on buyur, that is commercial transactions. The chapter to be discussed today, inshallah, is Babu Salam, the chapter of As-Salam. As-Salam is a noun, the verb of which is Aslama Yuslimu. The meaning of Aslama here is to pay in advance. This is when a buyer who intends to buy a particular commodity decides to pay in advance, expecting the commodity to be delivered later in future. So they will say Bi'u Salam or Bi'u Salaf. And this, they say, is Bi'u Mawsufin Bizimma, selling something that is described, the Zimma, that is not available now. So the thing is sold to the interested buyer. Why? The interested buyer is going to pay in advance. So the iwadin mu'ajjalin. So he is going to pay in advance. Not that the payment will be deferred the way the item is also deferred. If the payment is deferred and the item is also deferred, this is Bi'u al-Kali bil-Kali. So which is a riba. This is not permissible. But in this case, we have the item being deferred while the money is paid in advance. So this is called Bi'u Salam, the opposite of Bi'u Ajal. Bi'u Ajal is when the item is delivered in advance while the payment is postponed or is deferred. This is Bi'u Ajal. Bi'u Salam or Bi'u Salaf is when the payment is made in advance while the item would be delivered later. So the one who practices such a thing, they call him Muslim. The one to whom the money is paid, that is a seller, in this case is called Muslamun Ilayhi. Why the item to be delivered later is called Muslamun Fihi. So the transaction itself is called Bay'u Salam or Bay'u Salaf. So this is what we'll be discussing, inshallah. Both Bay'u Salam and Bay'u Ajal are permissible. That is, if it is the item that is deferred, while the money is paid in advance, as we call it, Bay'u Salam or Bay'u Salaf, this is permissible if all other conditions are fulfilled. And if it is the item that is delivered, why the payment is made later, Bay'u Ajal, this is also permissible if all other conditions are fulfilled. But if it is both the commodity and the price that are delayed, this is Bay'u Al-Kali Bil-Kali. This is riba. This is not permissible. So the Sheikh, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, يَسِحُ السَّلَمْ فِي كُلِّ مَا يَنْضَبِطُ بِالصِّفَةِ يَسِحُ السَّلَمْ فِي كُلِّ مَا يَنْضَبِطُ بِالصِّفَةِ Salam, that is paying in advance and expecting the commodity to be delivered later, is permissible in everything that can be described. That can be regulated with description. إِذَا ضَبَطَهُ بِجَمِيعِ صِفَاتِهِ الَّتِي يَخْتَلِفُ بِهَا الثَّمَنُ If he is able to regulate it with all the descriptions, all the attributes, الَّتِي يَخْتَلِفُ بِهَا الثَّمَنُ So with which the price is different. وَذَكَرَ أَجَلَ If the seller, whom they call al-Muslim ilayhi, in this case, talks about the period that is going to deliver the commodity. وَعَطَاهُ الثَّمَنَ قَبْلَ تَفَرُّقٍ And the buyer also gives him الثَّمَن, the price, قَبْلَ تَفَرُّقٍ before parting. That is, the buyer or the seller, they talked about the description of the item that they want to sell or they want to buy. The buyer says, this is what I want. The seller says, this is what I'm going to deliver. So the time that is going to watch, the time that is going to deliver it. So he describes it. Likewise, he mentions the time to be delivered, the time that the item will be delivered, and the buyer pays in advance, قبل تفرق, before they separate. Look at the conditions mentioned by the Sheikh rahimahullah ta'ala. So if they are able to watch to do dupt of the sifat, the descriptions, the attributes, the qualities of the item. So this is what I want to buy, this is what I want to sell. So I'm going to deliver it at so and so time in the future. So mentioned in a month's time, 2 months' time, 3 months' time, on so and so date, so the item will be delivered to you. So the item is so-and-so with so-and-so descriptions. So the description, the details of the item that you want to buy and that you are going to sell should be known. So these details must be fulfilled. The time, the description of the item to be sold. So this must be fulfilled. Then the price must be paid immediately. It must be paid before the separate. Ad ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu from Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, He said, قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة وهم يسلفون في الثمار السنة والسنتين فقال من أسلف في شيء فليسلف في كيل معلوم ووزن معلوم إلى أجل معلوم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he arrived in Medina, it was a common practice of the people of Medina to practice as-salaf or as-salam. That is to pay in advance in order to get a commodity that they have described. A commodity that they have described. So they will pay in advance. So the seller will deliver the commodity to them. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he arrived in Medina, he saw the people of Medina practicing this. So he had to look at what they were practicing and to tell them the Sharia ruling on such a practice. So he said, man aslafa, whoever is going to pay money in advance for a commodity to be delivered later. Man aslafa fi shay'in, whoever pays money in advance in order to get a particular thing, falyuslif fi kaylin ma'lum, he should pay in advance fi kaylin ma'lum, mentioning a particular measure, a known measure. Okay, I'm paying this much and paying this amount that you have mentioned in order to get less khamsatu awsuqin, 5 awsuq, which is 300 fa min al burr of wheat, khamsatu awsuqin, 5 awsuq, which is 300 fa min al tamri of beet, like that. Or maybe you are going to use kilogram, for instance. So-and-so kilogram of date, so-and-so kilogram of wheat, so-and-so kilogram of barley. So fi kelin ma'lum, it must be known kale, known measure. Wa wazin ma'lum, and if it's going to be something that is weighable, it must be known weight, known weight. As you said, so-and-so kilogram. So the description of what you want to buy, the date for instance, and if there's a particular date you want to buy, a particular special of date, maybe it is a Ajwa date, you mention, give the details of what you want, the measure, the weight of what you want. Both of you agree that he is going to supply you such item in future. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ila ajalin ma'lum," should be what? A known period in the future. Not that, okay, I'm going to sell to you a bag of date, or let's say 100 kilogram of date to be delivered in the future. In the future, when? So it must be mentioned, maybe in a month's time, that is the most time from that time. Today, for instance, is so-and-so of October, so-and-so of about the same time in November, so you are going to deliver it. So it must be known. The reason for this is that so that there won't be something of gharar. There won't be something of gharar. Unnecessary risk or serious risk and uncertainty that will lead to quarrel and dispute among the parties. So Messenger of Allah guided them by saying, Man aslafa falyuslif fi kaylin ma'lumin wa waznin ma'lumin ila ajalin ma'lum. Man aslafa fi shay, whoever is paying in advance, fi shay'in, in order to get a particular thing, فَلْيُسْلِفْ فِي كَيْلٍ مَعْلُوبٍ, he should pay in advance for noon measure. وزن معلوم نون وتر إلى أجل معلوم. Till a known date in the future. So this, as we said, is to avoid quarrel among the parties. Because if this is not taken care of, it's not a person that has collected money will not deliver the item by the time the buyer expects. Or if he delivers, he may deliver what is below what they have agreed upon. Or deliver what is below what the buyer has had in mind. So what you want to buy and what you want to sell must be known in measure, in weight, or if it is what, in counting. Take for instance, okay, a so-and-so date in future, I need maybe 20 pieces of egg. It is something that you are going to count. So, or something that is going to be a measure, or something that is going to be weight. So there must be known weight, known measure, known number. So this is important in order to avoid unnecessary disputes. And this is one of the beauties of Islam with respect to buying and selling. When you are buying, let people know what you want to buy. When you are selling, let people know what you want to sell so that there won't be any dispute. And that's why Islam seriously frowns at you hiding the defect of your commodity. What you want to sell, you should not hide anything. So you have to make everything known. The money that you are given to the seller must be known. It's not something that if the money, for instance, the currency has a problem or a fault, you try to conceal the fault in order to deceive the seller. Islam does not love things like this. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell them that don't practice as-salam or as-salaf. Rather, he corrected them, he guided them by saying if you want to practice as-salaf, you want to pay in advance for a commodity to be delivered in future, this is the way you go about it. The price must be known, the amount that you are paying, what you are paying for must be known, described. The time that it will be delivered must be known, described. So this is something that is important. Whether what you want to buy is something that is measurable or something that is weighable or something that is countable, it does not really matter. If it is something that is countable, you should tell them the number. If something that is weighable, the weight, something that is measurable, the measure. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided them concerning this. So when we talk about as-salam, we said this is permissible with some conditions. And these are some of the conditions. Another thing is that the money must be paid in advance, as we said, for it to be called salam. The money must be paid in advance. Is it permissible to pay part payment? You want to get a commodity to be delivered to you maybe in a week's time, in a month's time, in a year's time. Can you make part payment? The answer is no. You can't make part payment. You have to make the full payment. If you make the full payment, that means you have done your own side of it. You are only expecting the commodity to be delivered by the seller. But if you make part payment, you have indirectly fallen into biru al-kali bil-kali. You have sold, you have exchanged debt for debt. Debt for debt, as you have said, and which is riba. So for you to be free from riba, in this case, you have to make full payment. So that is where you have what is called bills, Salah. You are making full payment and the commodity is going to be delivered later. This is bills, Salah. But you make part payment and the commodity is going to be delivered later. This is what is bill al-kali til-kali. You have sold or you have purchased a deferred item with a deferred payment. With a deferred payment. What about the part payment that I've made? It does not count. It has to be full payment, not part payment. As we said earlier, that the opposite of this is bay'ul ajal. This is when the seller has a commodity, but the buyer does not have the money. So when the seller sells to the buyer on credit, this is called bay'ul ajal. This is called bay'ul ajal. So if he sells on credit, so this is permissible. So bay'ul ajal is permissible, bay'ul salam is also permissible. But in the case of bay'ul salam, there must be full payment. There must be full payment, not part payment. If it is part payment, that is riba. That is riba. So when you make full payment, you are expecting the item to be delivered to you. So and that's why it is not okay for some people who practice this. You go to somebody, you want the person to supply you a commodity, and he doesn't have the commodity around, say what, he will supply you the commodity later in future. So you have to make full payment. You have to make full payment. But if he has a commodity in his shop, he has a commodity in his shop. So, but he's not going to give you the commodity until you have what? You have concluded your payment. Is it permissible to pay part payment in this instance? Yes, it's permissible. Because the commodity is around. He has it available. The commodity is in the shop. So you want to buy the commodity, but you don't have the money. So can you make part payment? You can make part payment. You can make part payment, even if he's not going to give you the commodity now. Not because he doesn't have the commodity, not that he does not have the commodity. The commodity is with him. So this is not Be'ul Salam, because the commodity is around. So Be'ul Salam is when the seller himself does not have the commodity. He doesn't have it now. He's going to get it later. So that's why it is compulsory on you to pay to make full payment. And most of the time, in this case, the seller takes lesser price because he's going to make use of the money that you have paid in advance. So a lot of people, they want to engage in things like this because they are going to pay less rather than if the commodity is around and they want to pay. So the price will be higher than when the commodity is not around, when the commodity is not available. But the seller is going to get the commodity, is going to bring the commodity later. So I said, if the commodity is available, but your money is not up to it, can you make part payment? Yes, you can make part payment. This part payment that you make is called Arbon. According to the stronger opinion, this is permissible. Now, what if you're unable to fulfill it? That is, unable to complete it. Can the seller take the payment that you have made? That is, if the commodity is available, can he take the payment that you have made? Yes, if you agree on this, according to the view of the Hanabila, which is a stronger opinion. And this was practiced by one of the governors, so to say, of Umar radiallahu anhu in Makkah, when he purchased a house in Makkah, and he told the person, he made part payment, and he told the owner that this is subject to the approval of Umar. If Umar approved it, That means we'll conclude it. If you don't approve it, the money goes to you. So with this author of Umar radiallahu anhu, it is said that what Dirul Irban or Urbud is permissible. That you should make part payment in order to get a commodity that you have seen in the shop of the seller. And you tell the seller that if you do not bring the remaining money at so and so time, then the money goes to him. In this case, it goes to him. It's permissible. If that is the agreement. This is different from Bay Salam. In the case of Bay Salam, even the seller himself does not have it at hand. It is the money that you have given to him. The money, he will make use of the money, maybe for something else, but he knows that he has the matihi, that he is owing you an item to be delivered with the description that both of you have agreed. On the date that both of you have agreed, so he's going to deliver it to you. Where is he going to get the commodity? That is none of your own business. So it is wrong for you to say, okay, what I'm going to buy or what I'm paying in advance for is the one at so-and-so place. No. Particularly with respect to the farmers. Take for instance, somebody say, okay, I'm paying for a bag of a whisk, for instance, a whisk, a bag of dates, huh? A bag of dates. I'm paying for a bag of dates at a particular farm, a particular farm. So the Sharia does not support this because this may lead to dispute, because that particular farm may not yield produce. That particular farm may not yield produce. But when you describe what you want, I want date with so and so specification. So it is left to him to bring it from any farm. Yours is what is to get what you want. But when you tie it to a particular farm, this is gara. It is gara, it is prohibited. It is prohibited. So you must not tie it to a particular farm. All you need is to describe what you want. All you need is to describe what you want. As we said, differentiate between Bay'u Salam and Bay'u Al-Irban. Bay'u Al-Irban is permissible according to the Nadila, and which is the correct. That's what the hadith that says it's not permissible, the hadith is daif. But in the case of Bay'u Al-Irban, the commodity is around, only that you, the buyer, you have not concluded your payment. You are making part payment. And most likely you agree with the seller that if you're unable to pay up the balance at a particular time, that the seller can go away with the money that you have paid. But in the case of Bay'u Salam, the item is not around, it's not available. But you have paid for a description, not for a particular item. A particular item, when I say particular item, I'm not talking about just ordinary item. That is a particular item. Take for instance, you say, okay, I want to buy, I'm paying in advance to buy from you the car of Zaid. Whose car? Zaid's car. Zaid owns that car. The one that you are paying to is not the owner of the car. So why should you be paying to him in order to get the car of Zaid? So in this case, now you are paying for a particular item. So it shouldn't be a particular one. It should be what? Just similar item. Similar item to that of Zaid, not that of Zaid himself. So similar item. You are paying for what? For what description? What you have paid for is something that what? That has the descriptions, the features of Zaid's car, not Zaid's car. Not Zaid car. So that's why it is wrong for you to say, okay, I've imported some goods, for instance. So maybe the goods that I've imported You are paying for the goods that I've imported. No, I have nothing to do with the goods that you have imported. Mine is that what I'm paying for descriptions. I want so and so item. But the one that you have imported that I yet to get to you, I have nothing to do with that one. Mine is what give me what I've paid for, the description that I've paid for. Whether it's the one that you have imported or the one that what your friend has imported, that is none of my business. But if you want to restrict me to the one that you have imported, the one that you have imported may not come safe. Maybe something might happen to it on the way. So you can't tell me that, okay, the one that I've imported along the line, something happened to it. So, and that's why I will not be able to, no. I am not paying for the one that you have imported. I pay you for description. So it doesn't matter whether it's the one that you have imported you are given to me or the one that you have gotten from your friend that you are given to me. It is description that I paid for. So you have to give me wherever you get it. As long as you have gotten it from halal way. So that is no, it is none of my business that, okay, something happens to you on the way you are bringing the commodity. I did not pay for the one you are bringing. So that's why it is wrong to sell a particular specific item. When I say particular or specific item, that is, I'm talking about that item itself. But something similar that has what the same features, that has the features that this one has, if that is what you are paying for. So this agrees with the salam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about. And that is why drop shipping that people go into today is not halal. It is haram. In that the one that is practicing this drop shipping of his thing does not have the item. Does not have the item. And he displays the item that he or she does not have. And somebody shows interest in that item. So that particular item that he wants to sell or she wants to sell, if he collects money in advance from somebody so that he will bring that item to the interested buyer, by the time he or she goes to the manufacturer or the owner of the item that has been displayed, they may say somebody else has picked it and he has collected money for that particular item. Particular item, that one that is displayed has been sold. So this is what drop shipping. And this is what haram. It contains gharar. So what can he do or what can she do? He can collect money from people to say, okay, you can get something like this, not this particular one that I display. Something like this. So something like this. You can get something like this. So the person pays and he will go and look for something like that. Huh? Something with those features. He will go and look for it. Maybe in shop A or shop B or shop C. It doesn't matter. The most important thing to the buyer is to get that thing. Is to get the item. But for you to display a particular thing that belongs to a particular person, or a particular shop, and that item, that particular one, that specific one, you can't guarantee. By the time you get there, they may have picked it. Somebody may have bought it. Somebody may have bought it. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hakim bin Hizam, لا تبع ما ليس عندك. What you do not have, what you do not have, don't sell it. Meaning don't sell another person's item, specific item. But when you sell descriptions, so you want to look for it. No. But to say this particular item is what I'm saying, what if the owner of the item you get there and the owner of the item has sold it? Or the item is no more there and you have collected money for that particular item. So what are you going to do? So that's why Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hakim bin Hizam, La tabi' ma laysa 'indak. Don't sell what you don't have. He said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inni abi'u buyu'an. That is, I sell some transaction items. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him when he said that, watch, Ya'tini rajulun, yas'aluni mabian. A man will come to me and will ask me concerning a commodity. Laysa indi, that I do not have. Wa'adha ila souq, and I will go to the market, washterihi, and I will buy it. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tabi'i ma laysa indak. Don't sell what you do not have. This hadith does not go against Be'ul Salam. Be'ul Salam, you are selling description, not a particular item that belongs to a particular person that does not belong to you. So if it is a particular item that belongs to a particular person, you can't sell on behalf of the person. Unless if the person makes you his agent, you are selling on behalf of the person, and you are very sure that that item is still available. In that case, you are what? You are a representative of that person. But if you take money from a person and want to sell that person's item, who has not instructed you to sell on his behalf, then this is what is wrong. But you take money from somebody in order to get him an item which specific qualities, descriptions, then in that case, this is Be'ul Salam, is permissible. And as we said, you must pay in full, no part payment. Part payment is riba. Full payment must be made. Full payment must be made. So this is something that is very, very important. So we said drop shipping the way it is practiced is not permissible. So what they have to do is either the person, the one who is practicing drop shipping, the drop shipper, is either the person is acting as a representative of the company or the manufacturer. So this is permissible. But if he's what doing it on his own, selling another person's item, when that person has not instructed him to sell, or the person has not told him that the commodity is available, then he cannot sell a particular item, a specific item. He can't sell it. I hope this is clear. So it is important to know this. So when we talk about Be'ul Salam, this has to do with finished product that is being sold. Well, somebody is paying for a product that will be finished. There is what is called Be'u or Akdul Istisna. Istisna, according to a majority of the scholars, they do not support this, that is paying part payment, paying partly for this. But what is correct is that Be'ul Istisna is also is permissible, and you can make part payment, unlike Be'ul Salam that you can't make part payment. This is where you approach somebody, a furniture maker, and so on and so forth, to make for you a particular furniture, and you pay in advance, or you make part payment. This is permissible. This is permissible. Unlike Be'ul Salam, you don't make part payment. In Akdul Istisna, that is, now you want somebody to make something for you, it is permissible to make part payment. It is permissible to make part payment in this, because the commodity is not finished. So the person is just like, he's doing it for you. So you can make part payment, you can make full payment. You may not give anything in advance. So the person will do it and you pay him when he delivers. So this is actualistic now. So they do this. A lot of people practice this now. They practice Be'ul Salam these days. So this is permissible. This is permissible. As long as what is being made is something that is halal. Now, in the case of Be'ul Salam, when it is time to deliver and the person fails to deliver at the time agreed, so it's either you revoke the contract and you get back your money, or if you want to give the person respite, more time, that is left to the buyer that has paid in advance. It's either he revokes it and he asks him to return his money, or he gives him respite. Or if he delivers something that is less than what they have agreed upon, it's either he revokes it, or maybe he takes it with something of harsh, for instance, maybe he's going to give him something in place of that. In the case of Akdul Istisna, if the person does not deliver at the time that both of them have agreed upon, the customer has a right to impose on him a fine. He has a right to impose on him a fine, contrary to that of Salam. If the person fails to watch, to adhere to the agreement concerning the date that they have agreed upon. So, and that's why Akdul Istisna is somehow different from Akdul of Salam. It's somehow different from Akdul of Salam. But as we said, you don't buy, you don't sell what you do not own. What you do not own. What you do not possess. Particularly if it has to do with food. If it has to do with food. You have to deliver it. That is something that you don't have, you don't sell. You buy something from somebody, is yet to be delivered to you, you can sell that thing to another person. In the case of Be'ul Salam, as we said, you can sell the description. Not that you order an item, for instance, the item is here to get to you. You don't sell that item that is here to get to you to another person, except if you sell description. Know that the item that I've ordered, I'm selling it to you. This is what bi'u ma laysa 'indak, you are selling what you do not have. A messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid this. According to the most correct opinion, be it food or any other item, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as contained in hadith of Zayd bin Thabit, he said, Zayd bin Thabit said, Naha Rasulullah an tuba'a sila aythu tubta'a. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid the sale of commodities where they are bought. Hatta يحوز التجار إلى رحالهم until the merchants they carry them to their place. Meaning, you buy something from somebody, you are yet to have delivery of it. You can't sell that item. That item, you can't sell it. This doesn't go against Beirut Salam. Beirut Salam, when you are selling, you are not premising it on what? On that item that you have bought from somebody and is here to watch to be delivered to you. Your own buyer, that is the buyer, your customer, has nothing to do with what you have ordered. What concerns him is for him to get the item that he has paid in advance for. That is what concerns him. But you have to bear with me, you know, what I ordered. I didn't get it. No, that's none of his own business. That's your own issue. You don't tie them together. You don't tie them together. And if you are doing that, you are doing it for yourself. Not, it shouldn't be a kind of arrangement between both of you. And this is what is called, if you are doing it on your own, that you have the intention that it is the commodity that you have ordered for, that you are going to use to watch, to pay, to give to the person who has also ordered for similar commodity from you. You order for a commodity from somebody, the person is here to deliver it to you, and that person orders for something similar from you, you are here to watch, to deliver to him. But your intention is that if this person delivers to you, you are going to deliver to this person. That's your own intention. This is called as-salamul muwazi, parallel salam. As you are contracting a salam with somebody, another person is also contracting a salam with you. No, but you must not tell him that it is the only one that you are going to use to pay. It has nothing to do with that. You have your own contract, a contract between you and your own seller, and he also, your own your buyer, customer also has what? His own contract with you. So don't tie this to this. That is by informing him. But if you decide that this is what you are going to use to pay, no, that's your own decision. But what matters is that what he gets it. So we have what is called as-salamul muwazi, and we have what is called ordinary salam. So the most important thing is that what you are selling, description. The person is paying for description, what he has described. Not a particular person, a particular item that you are expecting from somebody, or a particular item that is somebody's shop. Now there is what is also called as-salamul hal. As-salam al-hal. Meaning, the salam that is instant, so to say. The salam that is instant. What does this mean? This is when you do not have a commodity in your shop. Somebody comes to you wanting to buy a commodity. You do not have that commodity in your shop. Can you have a deal with him? Can you seal a contract with him, conclude a transaction with him? Then you go and get that commodity from another person. You have sealed the transaction with him. And some of people will say, okay, let me go and bring it in another shop. Whereas if intention is what, to go to another place to watch to get it, buy it, and now bring it. But he will seal the contract with you. You have paid him. Then he will say he's going to bring it in another shop. Now, if you look at it, you have paid in advance. Where's the commodity? The commodity is not in the shop. He's going to bring it somewhere else. That is, he's going to buy it somewhere else. Is it permissible? This, according to majority of the scholars, is not permissible. Contrary to the Shafi'iyya, who contrary to the Shafi'iyya, who of the opinion that this is permissible. Contrary to the Shafi'iyya, who of the opinion that this is permissible. So the Shafi'iyya, they see this as something that is permissible. So, why the others do not see it permissible? The Shafi'iyya, they argue that if it is permissible, that you can watch, you can defer the delivery of the commodity for a long period, why won't it be permissible to deliver it for a short period? Take for instance, if it is permissible to deliver it in a week, why if it is just in an hour, why won't it be permissible? So they said, this is what Aula bil Jawaz. This deserves to be more permissible. But the Jumhur, they argue that this is no more salam because it's supposed to be what? Something that will be deferred later. Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala and some other scholars, they are of the opinion that this is permissible as long as he owns it. He owns it. If he's going to bring it in from another shop, if he owns it, as they will say, let me go and bring it from the other shop. So they are of the opinion that this is what? This is permissible. But if he doesn't own it, if he doesn't own it, then it's not permissible. And this, wallahu a'lam, appears to be the stronger opinion, if he owns it. Now, if he doesn't own it, as you said, that this is not permissible according to the scholars, if he doesn't own it. And if he owns it in another shop that is going to bring it later, we said this, according to the majority, is not permissible. But even Taymiyyah and others, they allow this. Now, what people practice that we all know that he doesn't own it, but he's going to another place to bring it. So what is good is for him not to conclude the transaction. He should go and bring the commodity first. When he brings the commodity, then he can now discuss and watch, agree with the person, and the person pays him. That's one. Two, he should buy from the person, the owner of that thing. He can watch, go to the person and tell the person that somebody wants to buy, so let me act as an agent that is between you and, so this will be a timsar, so this will be permissible. That is, now he's selling on behalf of that person. So whatever agreement they have, he's going to pay the person. He's going to give everything to the person. So then whatever they agree to, maybe if it is maybe so and so percent is going to be yours, then he takes it. Meaning he's selling on behalf of that person. Either he's selling on behalf of the person, or he buys from the person and what? He resells to his own watch, his own customer that has come to him. So he can do it that way. So he said that he's selling on behalf of that person, or is he buys from the person and what now sell to the. But he shouldn't sell the commodity before he goes to that person, unless if he is what? An agent to that person. If he's an agent, as you said, this will be permissible. It's like he's the one selling it. Because when he says, let me go and bring it in the other shop, and he has concluded, so he's the one that owns. It's like he's the one that owns it, because selling on behalf of the person. But if he's not the one that owns it, this is not permissible. So what he should do is for him to go and buy and come now seal with the buyer. So this is what should be done. So all these things are very, very important as Muslims that we learn, so that we won't fall into what is riba. We'll not fall into what is riba. So it is important that we learn these things. So the Sheikh rahimahullah ta'ala said, وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من أخذ أموال الناس, whoever takes people's wealth, يريد أداءها, with the intention of delivering it, returning it, أداء الله عنه, Allah will assist him in returning it. You borrow money from somebody, you should have good intention to return back the money. You buy something from somebody, you should have the intention of paying back, of paying the money. If something is sold to you on credit, make sure you make the seller happy by paying his money on time. This is the attribute of a Muslim. Not that you buy from people or you borrow from people and you make the people to go through unnecessary pain as a result of you using the money to enjoy yourself and things like that. A Muslim should not be harming the people. So the one who takes people's wealth, yuridu ada'aha, with the intention of delivering it, returning it, adda Allahu anhu, Allah will assist him in pain. Whether through borrowing, or maybe has collected the money to deliver a commodity in future, he wants to deliver the commodity. And if he's unable to deliver the commodity, so he will return the person's money. وَمَنْ أَدَّى يُرِيدُ إِتْلَافَهَا أَطْلَافَ اللَّهِ. And whoever takes it, وَمَنْ أَخَذَهَا, whoever takes it, يُرِيدُ إِتْلَافَهَا, with the intention of destroying the person's wealth, Allah destroys him. So a Muslim should always be somebody that is good, has good intention, that does not want to destroy people's wealth. He wants their wealth to grow. A Muslim should have this good quality. The Sheikh rahimahullah ta'ala brings this in order to caution the one who is taking money in advance from people in order to deliver to them described items at a later date in future, a specified date in future, that he should not run away with the people's money if he doesn't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy him. Don't enjoy using people's money while those that have given you money, they are going through pains. You are making them have miserable life. A Muslim takes into consideration the other people too. So this is important to learn. So these are some of the things that are related to the issue of salam. So the Sheikh rahimahullah ta'ala just brought these points and some ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in order to teach us some things with respect to our religion. So inshallah, we'll stop here. We'll be taking another topic some other time. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding of his deen. May subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook our shortcomings. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka lahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.